Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly R/ am I the butthole, more like R/ I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code R/ at checkout. That's R/, R-S-L-A-S-H at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code R/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code R/. Welcome to R/ Relationships, where OP breaks up with her boyfriend over a donut. Our next Reddit post is from, I don't know, I just work here. I'm ending a 5-year relationship over a donut. I'm a 34-year-old woman, and I'm ending things with my boyfriend, who's 35, after he ate my donut. A little over 2 years ago, my boyfriend and I were both laid off from our jobs. We both work in tech, and the market has been rocky, but somehow, I was able to bag another job within a few weeks. He never did. He never even applied. He said he wanted to transition into a new career. He said that because of how the industry was suffering, he thought his title would have fewer and fewer openings, and it wasn't a safe bet for him long term. I make decent money and told him I would support him while he transitioned to something more sound, because I thought that was a wise investment for both of us going forward. Our relationship was strong, and he was the kindest, most gentle, sweetest man I'd ever met, and I was confident that this was an investment in us and our future. For 2 years, he's either done absolutely nothing but play video games all day while I foot the bill, or dabbles in even less stable self-employed career paths. YouTuber, TikTok influencer, Twitch streamer, digital marketer. I stress the word dabble because he never once took them seriously. He never checked analytics, planned upload schedules, and gave anything but the bare minimum effort to content. Nothing. He never even got more than a couple hundred views on anything. I've sacrificed things that I want and need time and time again to get him supplies and subscriptions for his ventures. He'll swear he needs it to succeed, and then he'll be able to contribute to the bills. A new microphone here, a new graphics card there, lighting, a camera. Meanwhile, it's coming out of vacation funds, savings, investments, furniture we need, and a down payment for a house. I've given up luxuries that I love and could afford, like getting my hair and nails done to make sure our rent and our bills are paid. I would even be okay with this if he contributed in other ways, like cleaning or cooking or taking the mental load off of running our house, but he doesn't. I do everything. He never plans dates. I plan my own birthdays. If he orders food, he'll consistently forget about me and order for himself. He'll break my stuff, accidentally, like dropping a dish or getting my headphones wet, and then not understand why I get upset when he says, "Well, we can just replace it." We have countless fights where I tell him how I used to feel, and how financially abused I feel. I tell him he needs to get a job because I can't do this anymore. Then he'll beg for forgiveness, really try hard for about 2 weeks, and then do nothing again. 2 days ago, I ordered us Uber Eats for breakfast as a treat. I gave him my phone to order whatever he wanted, and when he was done, I ordered mine. All I wanted was a plain donut as a treat for myself and a coffee. He ordered a full breakfast, a muffin, and a side of extra hash browns. When it arrived, I had a work call. When I got off the call, he'd already finished. I asked him where my donut was, and he said he'd eaten it. He had eaten his entire 2-egg bacon toast pancake meal, a muffin, hash browns, and my donut. He said that he never saw me order donuts before, so he assumed that it must have been for him. He didn't wait to ask. He didn't even stop to question where my food might have been. He saw that there was no other food in the bag and still thought of only himself and ate it. I broke down into tears. It finally hit me. This one action made me realize how little care and respect he has for me, how selfish he actually is, and how big of an idiot I am. Now I'm sitting here wondering how to separate myself from someone completely dependent on me. OP, I think the love that this guy has in his heart for you is also donut-shaped. A big hole in the middle. Also, I had to go back halfway through the story and remind myself that this guy is 35. The way he's acting is more consistent with like a 16-year-old. Maybe like a 22, 23, fresh out of college, doesn't really know what he wants to do. I can understand that. But 35? The guy is approaching middle age and all he does is play video games and try to be a TikToker? Our next Reddit post is from Throwaway Family. So, I'm 16. I moved in with my aunt at the age of 15 because my parents remarried and had new families. My father married his mistress, who already had a son, and now they have a baby daughter. My mom remarried my stepdad, and they have a daughter together. After all that, I became a secondary character in their life, and they looked forward to ship me off to the other home so they could pretend that I didn't exist and play happy family. After a year of this, I became fed up and started sleeping over more and more at other houses, and when home, I would never interact with anyone. Both of my parents took that as a rebellious phase and would fight with me all the time. I wasn't a bad kid or a troublemaker, but soon I was labeled as the black sheep of the family. Every interaction with my parents became a lecture about my attitude problem and how well-behaved the other kids were. I was just so fed up that I packed my stuff and disappeared for a few days. I took a bus and went MIA for 4 days. Of course, the police were called, and when I appeared again, I got another lecture. We got in a screaming match where they called me a disappointment, and I told them that I hated them. I called my aunt crying, and she came to fetch me. During the car ride, my aunt was tearing my parents a new one. Neither of them tried to convince me to come back home. We informed the respective authorities about my changed living condition, and my aunt is my current guardian. My parents were always half-hearted in staying in contact with me. They appeared only when it was convenient, sometimes giving me money. Recently, they tried to build up more contact with me, but I'm not interested. I won a story writing contest, and I didn't tell them, nor did I invite them to the celebration. And on the website where you can read my story, the thanks goes to my aunt for loving me unconditionally. I did not invite my parents to my sweet 16 party. Basically, I've cut them out of my life. My mom tried to meet up for my birthday, but we didn't. She got upset and called me crying, and I just didn't care. It was like listening to a TV character cry. It wasn't important. She isn't important to me anymore. My dad called me and said that he was worried about me and how my reaction is unhealthy, and again, I didn't care. As far as I'm concerned, my aunt is my only parent. She encourages that I build up my relationship to my parents again, but she doesn't force me. Anyways, yesterday, my parents pulled me out of school and invited me to eat at our old favorite place. My mom had tears in her eyes, and even Dad seemed hurt. They tried apologizing for their behavior and pleaded with me to come back, and I just said no and left. I still resent them for choosing a new life over me, but I don't know if I'm being a petty butthole. I didn't want them in my life, but would I be making the right choice? I don't know. Okay, my personal opinion is that kids are hardwired to love their parents. Yeah, during the teenage years, they kind of forget that a little bit. But for a kid to actually stop loving their parent entirely, the parents have to make that happen. That requires work. That requires effort from the parents' part. If a parent just shows up, hangs out with the kid, says, "Hey, kid, how was your day? Tell me about school," then more than likely, the kid's gonna love you. So the fact that OP has just completely lost interest in the parents means, in my opinion, the parents have earned that. Shout out to the aunt, though. Wish there were more people like the aunt in the world. Our next Reddit post is from Random Account. "I'm a 25-year-old woman and my boyfriend is 24. We've been together 5 years, and he just disclosed to me that he doesn't believe women should be allowed to vote. I don't want to cause any political debates here. If it's necessary for context, obviously, I believe that women should be allowed to vote. In the time that I've known him, my boyfriend has always been politically independent, or so I thought. Politics has never been an issue between us at all. However, he just admitted to me that over the past year, he's grown more and more extreme in his views, to the point that he believes women have ruined the country, we're American, and that they shouldn't be allowed to vote. He says that he didn't feel comfortable telling me about this sooner because he thought that he would lose me. I am upset, and I can't tell if I'm wrong to be upset about this because I know that everyone is entitled to have their own views, but now I just feel as though he doesn't even value my own input and views. He assures me that he still thinks that I should be allowed to vote, but that women in general shouldn't. This is a person that I've been with for almost 5 years. We've talked about marriage. I don't know what to think. In all other aspects, he's a perfect, amazing partner, and I can't imagine my life without him in it. But this suddenly has me rethinking about a lot." The easiest litmus test for any political belief is, would you be comfortable with this political system if you yourself were the one suffering from it? Right, because every time someone comes up with an ideal political system, they always assume that they will be the ones in power, in benefit, like reaping all the rewards. Like, other women can't vote, but you can vote. So the fact that he isn't even willing to back up his own opinion and create a single exception for you, his girlfriend, means that this guy's opinions are stupid. I don't know if this is worth dumping him over necessarily, because everyone's got some stupid opinions. Our next Reddit post is from Throwaway Booger. "I'm a 28-year-old woman, and this afternoon I was looking out the window into the backyard, admiring my husband, who's 30, through the window. He had no idea I was watching him, and he was just existing in the moment. There he was, standing in the yard, and he started casually picking his nose. I was prepared to give him a hard time about digging for gold, but then I watched in horror as he brought his finger to his mouth and he actually ate it. My mind was racing, and I was unsure of how to confront him, how to delicately address the situation without hurting his feelings. I'm embarrassed and disgusted, and now I'm grossed out to kiss him. How do I even talk to him about this?" The top comment, it's from Lion Slicer, and it says, "My friend caught his girlfriend doing this once and confronted her. Her response was, 'If you want me to keep eating your butthole, you don't get to judge me for what I put in my mouth.'" They've been married for 7 years now. I mean, she's got a good point. Also, the comments are all people either saying, "Don't worry about it, it's not a big deal," or making fun of OP for getting so worked up over something that's not a big deal. So OP posted an update. "My husband always says that I'm dramatic, and it seems that Reddit agrees. I was expecting to get a few phrases that I might use to talk to him with. I was not expecting to find a bunch of booger-eating apologists in here. I still haven't talked to him because I'm busy having an existential crisis that everyone I know is probably eating their boogers in private." Our next Reddit post is from Gingerbread Construct. I found out my husband is the one stealing shallots from neighbors' gardens. This has been going on for several years. I live in a small rural neighborhood with an HOA where the houses are spread apart, but neighbors are expected to keep their houses and yards nice. As with most HOAs, some members can get a little carried away with the seriousness of it all. There will be passive-aggressive emails about escaped dogs, shirtless runners, unsightly fencing, etc. It really annoys my husband. I just laugh it off. Well, a few years ago, the neighbors got together and made a community garden in the center lot. There were a lot of emails sent about this. A lot of drama. I don't remember all of it, but people would get upset if someone took up too much space with their plants, planted something unsightly, etc. So then, we start getting emails complaining that someone was picking all the shallots and onions out of the garden. Some people thought that it could be a deer eating them. There were several stories. The next year, the same thing happened, and then people were also complaining that the onions and shallots were going missing from their personal gardens. This year it started happening again, so people flipped out. All caps, emails, demands to interrogate teenage residents, requests to put security cameras in the communal garden. Two houses were hit, and then people started staking out in their gardens and putting up game cameras. It started out being funny because I'm not involved with the gardening, so it was just amusing to read all the emails. But this year, people are getting really upset and wanting to get law enforcement involved. So anyways, you already know what happens. I walk down to the bottom of our property that I don't visit often, and I find a lot of smashed onions and shallots. Like absolutely smashed to bits. It clearly took a lot of work. I went inside and told my husband jokingly, "I think we're being framed for the onion heist." He got this really weird look in his face, and I had the realization and asked him if he didn't have anything to do with this. He confessed to me that he had been the one stealing the onions and shallots to spite the neighbors. He was sneaking out at night to do this. I asked him why, and he said he just hates them so much. I don't even know. This makes me really uncomfortable. This man is 31 and sneaking out at night to steal onions, and I didn't even notice. Why wouldn't he just tell me? Like, this has been going on for 3 years. And it's not like he did it just once as a prank. I don't know what to do. Can anyone help me through this? Maybe I'm overreacting, but I'm pretty upset. What I love about this, it's extra funny to me, is he's not even eating the shallots. I was expecting OP to say, "You know, I'm surprised I never noticed because he cooks with onions and shallots all the time." But no. The guy smashes them out of rage, out of hatred, which means he's not doing this for personal reasons. He's doing this purely out of malice, just to hurt other people, which makes it extra funny to me. I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't be on the husband's side, but I kind of am. It's wrong. Don't get me wrong. I know that I should condemn the husband, but I feel like anyone this angry at neighbors has a good reason to be this angry at neighbors. So, OP, I think you may just have to suck it up and live with it. During your wedding vows, you say, "in sickness and in health," and I think this is your husband's sickness. I wish I knew why the husband was so angry at them. Is it because of the HOA drama, or is there some other reason?
That was r/relationships, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.